Good morning. It is 9:10. I'm Larry Long, a very nice 59, and welcome to Over the Garden Fence with your host, gardening expert Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence is brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. And if you have a question for Andy this morning, 382-4280 or toll free 877-382-4280. We'll be open to take your phone calls and see what kind of advice Andy has for us when we come back.
Are you tired of that rusty old grill? Maybe it's time you checked out Waddell's Grill Center, where you'll find Primo and Broilmaster grills. Both would make excellent gifts for Dad and are on sale from $85 to $157. Primo grills are the only ceramic grills made in the USA. Their patented oval design allows for more flexibility in cooking space. You'll also enjoy using both direct and indirect heating at the same time. That means you can sear a steak with direct heat on one side and slow cook chicken with indirect heat on the other side. Primo grills use fast-heating natural hardwood lump coal, which comes in a bag that lasts you as long as a tank of gas. If you'd prefer a gas grill, get the best, a Broilmaster grill. Broilmaster offers more cooking configurations than your kitchen stove. Searing, grilling, broiling, smoking, roasting, even baking. Both Primo and Broilmaster grills are made in the USA. They even carry a 20-year to lifetime warranty. Whether you're a professional or an impassioned amateur griller, reward yourself or your dad with a grill from Waddell's Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
And good morning and welcome back. This is Over the Garden Fence with your host, Andy Waddell. Andy, good morning.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
Great, thanks. So you got something going on at the store today, Raj was talking about.
Yeah,
he's going to be making another appearance. Good
that's
deal.
Nice. That's nice. You know what? It's nice to have Roger Taylor on our staff
I
now.
I bet it is.
So here to have him in the studio most weekends, but he's also doing some seminars. We got a sizzling summer seminar series. So Roger's starting it out with birding this morning,
good,
which is nice. So we encourage everybody to swing over. I think it's 10:30. I think if 10:30 to 11:15. I think this morning. So hey, everybody, good morning and thanks for joining. Thank you, Michigan, for listening on the air at WKZO and Over the Garden Fence. So I'm asking today, what are we putting in the ground today? You know, a happy gardener is always anxious to get to that next project. That next plant, that next perennial, the next herb. Let's do that next bed. Boy, honey, I got to finish that next nook. Finish with that next favorite plant, rock, or fountain. How about the next total next area, which we're talking about? The happy gardener is always doing a little bit more in the yard. One more thing, honey, and I'll be right in. Last night, sorry, Larry, I was... I'm a polite most of the time. I was doing a little killing last night.
Okay.
But last night I was weed killing everybody, just being a little funny here. So, but weed killing, it was really nice to get a tank full of spray and get out and hit the driveway, do the evergreen screening where all the weeds are coming up under the big Norway spruce, going out and doing the garden and spraying all the rows. So we have a little snake that seems to be visiting the garden. And of course, Larry doesn't visit when I'm out there, only visits when Danielle is.
Well, of course.
So,
they know what they're doing.
You know, and snakes are always this big, but really, Larry, they're this big.
To me, they are.
So, and it's not really scary, but they alarm you. So spraying those beds down in the garden and also hitting the rose bed last night. And to make sure it was a little windy, I had a chunk of cardboard with me. And if I had any wind or drift, I'd put that valuable plant behind the cardboard and spray around the front. We actually have a real challenge with keeping up with the weeds at the house with all the work that we're doing. Elsewhere, the house seems to get ignored. So using Double Play, which is a pre and post weed killer, mixed with a little spreader sticker, it's really nice. A few days, you're going to see that driveway clean right up and some of those beds also. Another example of a happy gardener is finally getting some of our veggies in the garden last Sunday. Finally planting peas, getting some potatoes, finally got the strawberries partially weeded, and yay, there is strawberries in them there weeds there, Jethro. So when I started pulling the weeds away, invited Eli over, and sure enough, all kinds of new strawberries coming on. So, happy gardeners, as we approach to recognize this weekend our great dads, and maybe recognizing also as we approach a wonderful summer right now, The weather has been beautiful. The last three or four weekends been ideal to do planting. And that's why I said, what are we putting in the ground this week? So a lot of people start thinking about shade. Trees get quite a bit of benefit when they get put in the ground. But I have a small little story about a tree or a group of trees. So a lot of new homes right now are being built in kind of a platform. So there's a plat down the road from me that had some beautiful trees. And they brought a big machine in there, and in one day, they were all chopped down, 100% of them, not one left. The homes started being built, and the rows of houses started to go up. The plat's about halfway done, but to encourage those new residents, so this plat or the new neighborhood is where I want to be purchased or purchase my home, the general contractor has one tree put in every front yard, lining the streets, even if a home hadn't been built yet on that lot. That way the tree is tree-lined, and is more welcoming. But the poor landscaper has been told or contracted to put trees in where there is no water. Because there's no house that's been built, meaning there's no water been brought up to that lot. So about a third to half of the trees either died, get driven over during the construction of the new home, get buried too deep by the dozer, or poor one of them that I drive through in this lot, or in this plat once in a while, was so gouged up by a bobcat, but they straightened it up and staked it and then just left it. The other ones that eventually died get yanked out, get put in a big pile, and landscaper comes in and replaces them again. What did I say last week? Water is the vessel. No water, no life, poor trees. That's only one example of what a new homeowner struggles with on his new tree. You don't even know the history of the tree when you move in. Has that tree been planted too deep? Too shallow? Did mulch and dirt go over that and then sod go over that? In Oak Brook Estates off Lover's Lane, we have a lot of friends and good customers. But that, if you guys notice, if you drive down Lover's Lane, heading towards Westnage, and this is behind Sam's Club, you will find the normal swamp that's been back there for years and years and years. So in 2010, a client of ours moved in and got a nice tree from the general contractor, and the tree was placed basically in water. It had the soup bowl effect. It was dug in and just sat there. As the tree tried to grow, too much moisture or the swamp kept coming up through the soil that was put in. Good first windstorm that fall, client had told me, the tree basically just blew over in the hole. Contractor stood back up, and within two or three times of this, the tree had died. So Waddell's put another tree in. That was 2011. That tree sat there for 2.5 years, and barely even rooted. The water was so saturated that the plant was on a quick demise. 2013, her and I have worked and trying to work out a system in that area so we could work out how to plant a tree right. So if you have a dad that's wanting a tree this week, maybe looking at the environment that's being placed, talking with nursery staff when you come in saying, hey, I've got a lot of sand or I've got a lot of swamp. The swamp at Oak Brook Estates, we're going to talk about putting in French drains, doing a wok or like a cooking wok that you would cook Chinese instead of a soup bowl effect when you dig a hole. French drains are put down the bottom of the hole, so then when water is so saturated in the hole, there is some runoff filled with river rock or large stone that the water can drain into. Peat moss is used in a clay situation. I have all the peat put in, and people would say, why would you do that? There is enough clay already. I pitch the clay, try to create an environment that that tree can adapt to. Sphagnum peat we use, so you got to figure when peat is too dry, it absorbs. When peat is too wet, it perspires. Why would you put in composted cow manure, somebody said the other day? And for that plant to get a running start, we figure if there was native soil and we are all planting in the original virgin ground, I would say peat moss and compost are not necessarily probably, but very few people are. Most of the soil is all been disturbed, and we tried to give the plant a fighting chance, giving it a one-year food with the compost, sphagnum peat moss to hold moisture, and then putting the mycorrhiza around the cow manure. The mites actually is a beneficial enzyme. We've talked about it 100 times. But if you put the compost in the hole, the mites won't go searching for food. So if you feed your lawn and you don't put compost on the tree, then that mycorrhiza will go off and feed the lawn instead or work with the food that's in the lawn. Lastly, I like the mulch. And again, the volcano effect on the mulching is not what I'm suggesting. What I'm suggesting is making sure there is a bowl around the tree and not around the trunk. So the value to a community of a tree, just a couple stats. And I've got some good ideas for some trees, but when we come back, I just want to show you a value of the tree's community. Things like what a tree actually does for us, Larry, air conditioning-wise, value-wise, and maybe for a realtor, saleability, we'll call it.
Good to be doing some work in the garden this weekend. Well, give Andy a call if you have any questions, 382-4280. If you're outside the Kalamazoo area, it's toll-free, 877-382-4280. Over the garden fence, we'll be right back on 590 WKZO. It is 922.
Psst, I've got an idea that Dad would love for Father's Day. Stop into Waddell's today and buy some shade. What? You're saying Dad wouldn't want to plant a shade tree? Well, Waddell's has a deal for you. This week, you pick out the tree and Waddell's experts will deliver and plant it for you at huge savings. Waddell's has over 100 top-quality shade or ornamental tree varieties. How about a flowering pear tree with its gorgeous blooms in the spring? A sugar maple with its brilliant autumn colors? A crab apple that will provide fruit for the birds in your landscape? Or an oak for cooling shade every summer? The planting sale includes delivery in the Kalamazoo Portage area, labor, and the compost to plant it with. Trees in 15 to 20 gallon pots can be planted for $39.99, a $50 savings. Trees in 25 to 50 gallon pots can be planted for $59.99, a $100 savings, and save $150 on extra large bald and burlap trees. Do yourself or Dad a favor. Save time and money on tree planting packages this week from Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive, corner of Mill and 12th Street.
And welcome back to Over the Garden Fence. Once again, here's your host, Andy Waddell.
Hey, thanks, everybody, for joining today. And if you want to give us a call, 382-4280, and I'll love to answer questions. So we're talking about trees today. Maybe something for Dad. And you know what? Dad doesn't always need a tree. Dad could get a nice grill. I'm totally impressed with the Primo and the Broilmaster grills. I've been learning more and more and more on those grills. And when somebody comes in and says, I've had my Broilmaster for 20 years, and all I need is one little part, we get a part for him, and he goes off. And that's good. The little grill we had bought was a little cheapy one years ago, and it lasted probably about 2 years, maybe three. So value of a tree. Now, value of a tree to you, or to a community, or to your neighborhood, or to your home. Do you know the cooling effect of a young, healthy tree is equivalent to a 10-room-size air conditioner operating 20 hours a day? If you plant a tree on the west side of your home in 5 years, your energy bills will be 3% less. In 15 years, the savings will be nearly 12%. A mature tree can often have an appraised value between $1,000 and $10,000. In one study, I'm just giving you guys facts so you have a value and a realization of trees. 83% of realtors believe that mature trees have a strong or moderate impact on the saleability of homes listed for under $150,000. Homes over $250,000, this perception increases to 98%. Wow. Landscaping, especially with trees, can increase property or curb appeal value as much as 20% compared to the home next to you. One big one I wanted to say, and then we'll go on to some varieties of trees. 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide, but yet puts out 4 tons of oxygen. This is enough to meet an annual needs of 18 people. Good thing we got a tree. I'd like to breathe, don't you guys? So those are just a couple facts. All we're trying to do is maybe there's some varieties in your yard that you could use. So how about a couple in these neighborhoods that are being built? How about a nice shade tree, something that you could just fill out and have a nice area for? You got plenty of room. I just go down a few lists of maybe some of my favorites. George and Roger at their offices at our store have got two of the most beautiful October glories they can look out the back window on. It shapes up so pretty. An October glory maple is by far one of the most superior fall color reds that we have. October glory maple. It's a rubrum or a red maple. Green in the spring, green in the summer, bright red in the fall. Fall fiesta sugar maple. Good oranges, yellows, greens, red, vibrant brick colors all in the fall. Very nice. Crimson King maple, the burgundy leafed maple that we've sold for years, is an improvement called Royal Red. So a little faster grower, better producer of that plant in a clay situations. Now, some people could say, this next plant, oh, it's a messy plant, but I'll tell you, locust is durable. It's tough. Skyline or thornless locust, all are very good. Shade Master, Skyline, Sunburst are all good varieties that will still easily be able to grow grass under. Millwood, years and years ago, had these. Then they all got torn down and they put in silver maples. Sorry, everybody in Millwood. I was just at a client's the other day where they had lost a big silver maple chunk, and it really changes their backyards. But elms were torn down in the 50s and 60s, and elm is making a great comeback. As far as Triumph Elm, it is almost fiery red like burning bush, unlike the other elms that just get yellow. Oaks, can't say enough, tough, durable. The only thing oak doesn't like is sidewalks or curb. So if you have an open situation, oaks do a great job. Cleveland Select Pear, Katsura, Beech Family, all great shade plants. Now let's say you have, Larry, the other day, somebody had just purchased a home, and they have the house situated just perfect, and then somebody else buys that next lot. So the bathroom, yeah, you know where this is going. Uh-huh. The bathroom lines up with the next house's living room.
Well, of course it does.
So every time, and that was her biggest concern, was every time they are in there or I'm in here, we're all just viewing each other. The one kid the other day was waving at her when she looked over. you know, something that you need a little more than just shades or blinds.
That's
on.
Where the translucent window comes in handy. You remember right. those? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So how about doing something columnar? In this situation between the two neighbors, there wasn't enough room to put a big shade tree. So columnar trees are really becoming popular. So we have a couple varieties of oak called Regents or Green Pillar Oak. Very nice upright. Red Baron Crab. Great upright crab, very narrow, very disease resistant. Jim and I, one of our my good former managers and employees still at Waddell's, we both love hornbeam. Now, hornbeam fills out very narrow at a young age but gets broader at a wider age. But great, great essential plant for being in a columnar family. But we've had a new breakoff of that called Franz Fontaine, which is a narrower variety of hornbeam. In the maple family, we've got columnar Norway maple and Armstrong, which are your red and your Norway varieties. And then in the burgundy leafed, a little more sensitive, but crimson century maple. And that gets your burgundy in the spring, burgundy in the summer, burgundy in the fall. Now, not everybody has that situation. They also have utility issues. So when we come back, maybe, Larry, you know, when you always have the ice storm, you always lose the tree, which means everybody loses
it's
the power.
Happened, yeah.
So when we come back, we have trees called utility trees that will actually work good under power lines.
Great. All right. If you have a question for Andy, give us a call, 382-4280. Your toll free, 877-382-4280. It is 930 over the garden fence. We'll be right back on 590 WKZO.
Wouldn't the sound of trickling water add a beautiful, relaxing dimension to your outdoor living area? Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center has the plants, fish, supplies, and ideas you need to create your own tranquil backyard getaway. To add interest to your water feature, you'll want some bright colored fish. This week, Waddell's has a great selection of Sarasa Comets, Chabunkins, and Red Comets on sale. Of course, you'll want some rocks around your pond. Waddell's has the biggest selection around, all sold in bulk so you can get just the amount you want. This week, choose from any natural flagstone and get 20% off. Add natural steps around your water feature. All natural stone steps are 15% off. And don't forget to add color and interest to your water feature with water plants. Water lilies are on sale, as well as water lettuce and water hyacinths that are now just $3 for $10. To get the relaxing sound of water, get a waterfall kit. There are two sizes on sale that contain everything you need. Just add water. Not sure where to start? Get expert advice from the water gardening staff at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milne and 12th Street.
And we're back at 9:31. This is Over the Garden Fence on WKZO. Once again, here's your host, Andy Waddell.
Hey, thanks, Larry. And Larry, you care if I comment about the ad we just had a second ago?
No, go right ahead.
Well, just listening to our pond or water garden ad. Just letting you know, we have two semi-loads alone of natural stone come in the last 2 weeks. So we have, if you're trying to pick out fresh stone, we just got a load in from the UP, 55 ton of honeycomb, which is a great, nice stone for steps and walls. And then we also got in, I think, close to 18 pallets of different varieties of flagstone, cobblestone, and wall, that if you wanted to take part of that sale. And it's just fun to build, whether a water feature or a little back sitting area, Larry. So,
all right. Want to take a call quickly, Andy?
Sure can.
Let's
no problem.
Do that. We have Julia from Gun Lake. Good morning, Julia.
Hey, Julia.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, ma'am?
Just fine. I was kind of sick of the wind yesterday. It kind of whipped things up pretty good.
Oh, it did. It did. It was hard to even sit. It was.
I began to think there was something wrong with my plants. They just curled right up like they were trying to protect themselves.
Yeah.
I have a couple of questions, if I may, please.
Please.
I planted some new strawberry plants this spring, and they're doing well. And what type of fertilizer do I use and when?
Yep. If you are not, if they're just brand new, that group of them, not the rest of them, you could go ahead and put a Espoma plant tone on right now.
Okay.
Espoma, E-S-P-O-M-A.
Yeah, I've got some of that.
But, Julia.
But not fertilizer.
The plant tone would be fine on the on those strawberries right now.
The new plants.
Yep, but okay. Not on the existing. The reason
no,
is
no. I know that.
Okay.
I've grown a lot of, but I kind of lost track of what we used at one time. And also, I have several hyacinth plants. They've been 3 years old now, and they're kind of faded down pretty much in yellow leaves. Would this be a good time to dig the bulbs up and then reset them in the fall?
You got it, because Julia, you're answering your own question. You're answering
well,
your own questions.
Sometimes when you get a little aged, the mind doesn't work over time.
Julia, it happens at 50 even here. So no. But you know what? If you lift those now, and you've done it right, you've let that bulb energy from green and all that, now that foliage has gone yellow. Now that energy is stored in that hyacinth. But you are right. After about 2 or 3 years, you got to reset them.
So then, getting back to the strawberry plants, I know we used to grow many of them, but over years I had forgotten. Then in the fall, when you get them ready for the winter, do you fertilize them
yes.
at that time?
Yes, ma'am.
Again, yeah,
yep.
Okay.
Yep. And Julia, what I was going to comment on, if you have everbearers, they do go in streaks. And I know my grandfather sometime would let the first crop come and then do a light feeding, not feeding when the fruit is on, but then it would push a secondary growth for later on in the summer. So
sounds good. Of course, I grow probably about 100 plants, you know, and I like to take good care of them.
You bet.
Anyway,
yep.
I appreciate your help this morning. Thank you so much.
Julia, thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that wind, that was fierce yesterday. It was blowing all over the place.
It was a little crisp, too, but and nevertheless, I'm not going to complain, but it is just another example of how up and down Michigan weather can be, and that affects
it does.
The garden,
and
of
see,
course.
Tattering, a lot of times, Larry, you'll see a fresh plant, and right now those leaves aren't hard yet. They're still kind of soft and pliable, and people will bring in and wonder what's wrong, and it's just I think we're just getting a little more wind than we used to, too, Larry. I don't know.
That's entirely possible. I would believe
that. And so you get a tattering effect, and that leaf opens up. That's how you get disease, whether it's tomato or maple.
Mm-hmm. No. Let's go back to the phone lines, and we have Tom on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Good morning. I have a sandy soil septic system drain field, and there's a lot of wild rose bushes growing over it. And I'm just curious as to how deep those roots might be, and should I be concerned that they would be, the roots would be deep enough that they could get into the lines of the parcel of the.
Well, first of all, Tom, roses probably would not be, if I was to put it on the list, would probably not be a factor for septic. Number two, okay. You know the roses in sandy soil are going to go looking. And if you have a drain field, it's going to want to search. It's going to search out that water. You know it is. So in time, maybe you want to move some of them or just keep an eye on them. 5 or 10 years, maybe that life of that plant, either the rose in the spring, you move out of the way, let some of them grow on a little bit. At the young age, Tom, they are not going to be a nuisance for that drain field. But I've seen even where the tree or the bush has been many feet from a drain field, and then when the guys lift it up that it was dead, you know, pull it up with a bobcat, the roots go right over to that spot.
Okay. Appreciate the answer. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Those drain fields sometimes, my dad had one, and we put white pine on that far side, and I'll tell you, those roots just, in time, just sneak right over there. Yeah. They do.
Uh-huh.
So with Tom's situation with roses and with Julia with strawberries, I just want to make sure. If, Julia, you're feeding in the fall, that is also the good time straw. And strawberries, I don't know why, they go hand in hand. They do. Putting down a bale of straw, running those down, the straw mats and keeps that strawberry, I think, a little cooler. It tends to flush out a little nicer. I think the straw down the rows, easier to harvest too. So that's something that I remember always doing in the fall. So we talked earlier about great shade. Next, we talked about great columnars. Now, I talked about utility trees. And there are situations that consumers, unfortunately, does have, or Midwest Energy, they have the right-of-way. And Larry and I were saying a few minutes ago, a couple years ago, there was some ice and snowstorms that we were out, a lot of us were out of power for a long time. And so why plant the same size tree back in? I see that a lot of times our municipalities will put in ornamental pear right underneath utilities, right on Millam Road, right by the old Upjohn on Constitution. And they planted them, and the foliage is already in the utilities and lines itself. So why not pick something maybe that'd be a little smaller? So in the maple family, one of my favorite trees, it just doesn't get super big, is paper bark maple, Acer griseum. It is by far, or cinnamon bark maple. One of the most gorgeous trees. It exfoliates and peels its bark. Great fall color. Small leaf, so it doesn't get kill out lawn. Very nice plant for that effect. Amur, or compact amur maple. It is a clump maple that gets very nice seeds that wings out in a red form in the spring. So you have a green foliage and a red fruit on it. And then also very nice fiery orange, yellow, red, beautiful plant for that. Talked about those pears being planted under those lines. Why not pick Jack Pear? It's a Cleveland Select pear that's dwarf. Jack Pear is a compact plant maturing 15 feet or less. Very nice shape, identical shape that you guys see when you normally remember ornamental pear. Katsura. Very large plant, but we have a weeping Katsura that would do very nicely under there. And then Catalpa, getting into some plants that maybe you, oh, I didn't know that, but we've got Globe Catalpa, big leaf, real nice compact form. And one of my last ones maybe would be one of my favorites also, the maple. Is by far the paper bark is a very nice plant, but I'll tell you, a four seasons plant, you couldn't go wrong with serviceberry or shadblow. It is great in the early spring for fruit, for flower. Good in the early summer for the fruit. The fruit looks like blueberries and gets stripped off. Autumn brilliance or regents are both compact forms. Regents under 6 or 8 feet, and then autumn brilliance under about 15 to 18 feet. Great fall color in yellows and orange and burgundy. And then nice winter interests with a stem. So, Larry, I'm just trying to give the client some ideas with trees. When we come back, maybe I could talk. Driving down the road this week, Larry, I seen a disease.
Right.
That I actually seen it when I just come off the highway this morning. And it's in some of the large pear that we can talk about when we come back.
Okay, very good. And Over the Garden Fence with your host, gardening expert Andy Waddell. We'll be right back on 590 WKZO. It is 941.
Can you think of anything more relaxing than enjoying your outdoor living area watching the birds feed? Waddell's Garden Center is stocked with perennials that are most likely to attract hummingbirds and orioles, including butterfly bush, cardinal flower, monarda or bee balm, and veronica. Waddell's is also your source for a large variety of hummingbird and oriole feeders. If you're looking for a great gift idea, get a beautiful hand-blown glass feeder, an antique-looking feeder, or a copper feeder that comes in many styles, including one that attaches to a window and even one designed for hand feeding. Check out the feeders especially for orioles, too. There's one designed to attach oranges to, and even one that fits onto a jelly jar to give orioles a special treat. Want to learn more about attracting hummingbirds and orioles? Come to a free seminar this morning at 10:30 put on by Roger Taylor. Roger will be discussing whether hummingbirds and orioles are becoming threatened species or not, and what you can do to help. Stop by Waddell's today, visit with the friendly staff, and get supplies for attracting gorgeous hummingbirds to your outdoor living area. Waddell's Garden Center is on Texas Drive, the corner of Millen and 12th Street.
It is 9:42. Good morning, and you're listening to Over the Garden Fence. Once again, here's your host, Andy Waddell.
Hey, thanks, everybody. And, today I hope I'm just chocking you full of knowledge. We're trying to work with trees today. So just telling Larry, when I got off the highway, and I was also just being observant when I was in a little town the other day, is an item that is coming on our ornamental pears right now, and a lot of trees are susceptible, and it is called fire blight. And crab apple, hawthorn, and pear are probably the most susceptible. And it is the curling or the shepherd's hook effect to the ends of the branches right now. They will take a nice green shoot that is straight upright and will bend it or curl it over, and it will be pliable black leaves, what it turns into. They will be pliable or soft for a few days, and then the energy will totally leave that stem, and it will shrivel, and it will curl up and turn almost black and then crispy. On the pear, it does go through the plant, but most of the time, you'll see this happen at the tops of the plant. It is hard to actually maintain a tree that is tall. So, for starters, you need to get that fire blight look or the shepherd's cane or the bent look of the tips out of there, cutting about 3 to 5 inches below. If it's a tall tree, I'm probably going to have to get a pole pruner. If you leave it in there, chances are it'll get worse and worse, probably demise for the plant. So at each time this plant chunk is cut out, you're going to have to dip the pruners. The pruners, you'll move the fire blight around the plant if it is not done. So Consan, C-O-N-S-A-N, is a sterilizer that will help for sterilizing pruning equipment and also actually take care of mushrooms in the lawn. But dipping those pruners, getting that out, and then spraying it with Agrifos and Activinate. Activinate right now, probably every 2 or 3 weeks. Number two, if you're pruning those plants right now, they'll make it more susceptible. It's just like a new cut, so make sure you're also doing the spring. So just good ideas with shade. Happy Father's Day to our dads this weekend. And actually, happy birthday to George this weekend, too. So
all right.
Our founder.
Very good.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, all the callers today.
Thanks very much, Andy. This has been Over the Garden Fence with your host, Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence brought to you each Saturday by Waddell's Nursery Florist and Garden Center at the corner of Millen and 12th Street. Join us again next Saturday morning after the 9 o'clock news for Over the Garden Fence. Up next, your financial planner with Ron Weiser on 590 WKZO 945.